Harvey Webster of the Natural History Museum discusses the museum's roots on Public Square.
Well, it's interesting. The museum, let me give you a little background on the museum itself. The Museum of Natural History, we look to our founding, not as a corporation in the state of Ohio, but our philosophical founding, to a group of explorer/naturalists that used to meet on Public Square in a small cabin back in around 1830. And they called the cabin the Ark, and so they called themselves the Arkites. And they were basically folks that would, you know, perhaps on the weekend would go out and they'd shoot a bird that they didn't recognize, and they'd bring the specimen in and they'd throw it out there on the table for all of the other enthusiastic amateur naturalists to see if they could identify. And they were sort of the, you know, they had the spirit of the naturalist at work with them. And that organization actually existed, though it didn't have very large membership, up into the early 1900s. And in 1920, there was a group of civic and business leaders in the city of Cleveland that thought it was about time that Cleveland had a formal Museum of Natural History. And so they incorporated the Cleveland Museum of Natural History in December of that year. But the last few surviving members of the Kirtland Society for Natural Sciences signed over all of their archives and their specimens to the museum. And so that, you know, we figure that we've got this link that takes us back to 1830.